Blog Talk Radio.
OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Trenton B. Lord, playwright,
yes,
actor, producer, entrepreneur, just an all-round guy. And how are you today, Mr. Trenton?
I am doing great. How are you, Verna?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing fantastic. So did you have a very, very busy day today?
I did. I'm actually getting ready for this play we have coming up December 19th. So I'm out promoting, getting flyers ready, making sure everybody's in position, getting vendors, costumes. So today has been a very, very busy day, but a good day.
A good day. A busy day, but a good day. Now,
yes.
Trenton, if you don't mind just sharing a little bit about yourself, the things you got going on. I know you say you have a play that you're preparing for. And just tell our listening audience, you know, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am, I've been a youth pastor for over 8 years now. Excuse me, I got ordained in 2007 at a local church in Duncanville. And so that's actually where my start in the creative arts began. I've always been artistic, even as a child. But once I became a youth pastor, my senior pastor asked me to write a skit for a youth Sunday. And it's so ironic, at first I felt as if it was something that I didn't want to do. In all actuality, I felt like it was, in that day and age, I said it was lame. And he was like, no, just try it, just write a skit. So I wrote a skit. It was actually for Easter Sunday. Verna, when I tell you, by the time we got done with the production, the entire church was on fire and just the presence of God was there. So this was actually in 2007, and at that moment I was 19, 20 years old. I knew I had a product. So for the past 8 years, I've just been cultivating this gift and stirring this gift into existence. And now, like I said, it's been almost 8+ years, and I've done a couple major plays. We're getting ready for another one December 19th called The Volume of the Book. So I've been a pastor. I graduated from Potter South School of Ministry, so I've gone through seminary school. I have a building in Arlington, Texas, a facility that I rent out. So I got a lot of things going on, but above all, I'm just a servant. I'm just a son of God, and I'm just using my gifts to help advance the kingdom.
That's beautiful. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to meet those that are willing, or I say willing vessels for God. It makes such a big difference when you can be obedient and that God has given you purpose in. It's just a wonderful thing. Now tell us about your play. I noticed you did a play, I'm reading your bio, where you created a play for Cora J. Coleman, the Christmas play. And so... and creating that, what did you draw from your inspiration for that particular Christmas play?
Well, it's so funny that as soon as she asked me to write the play for the Potter's House, Verna, immediately I had inspiration. I didn't want to do the normal Christmas play where we show the wise men, where we show the star, where we show the shepherds. I almost felt as if we always see that. I really wanted to go back to in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So what I did, my inspiration was to go before Jesus came. It's actually called the silent period, the 400-plus years that God didn't speak. So I wanted to show that the Word became flesh. And so immediately when she asked me to do it, I had a vision in my head of the Word that came out of God's mouth becoming a baby. So once I had that vision in my head, it was kind of easy to build on from there. So my inspiration, of course, was to show what Jesus did on the cross, but to show before he ever hit the earth, he was, to show that he was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it was an awesome experience. I cannot take the credit for writing that play because I know it was the Holy Ghost. By the time we got off that stage, all the glory was given to God. And so, I was just willing to let my little fingers type the script. But I know it wasn't me that wrote the play.
I can understand that when God is giving you vision. And he it's like he puts the words in your fingers and they just come out.
Yes.
It's
yes.
So amazing how when he gives you something and you just start typing and writing and your mind is it's just like you don't have control over it. It's just like your fingers is doing it on their own. It's so
that's
awesome
right.
when we
mm-hmm.
get a vision from God. Now tell us about your ministry. Is it reputation or ministry?
No reputation. Bernie, it kind of evolved. Like I said, at first I was a youth pastor in a local church. And so we were doing skits going from church to church to church, and we had this one in particular skit called Hell is Real. And the skit, I guess, is so powerful or effective that it just snowballed, and so many churches started to invite us to come minister, whether it was at their youth Sunday or even their Sunday morning service. So initially, No Reputation was just a group of like maybe 7 or 8 of us, and I would host an intimate Bible study just for all of us to have the same heart before we hit the stage. But word began to get out that we were having a Bible study, and before I knew it, I have a little conference room in my building. It went from 8 people to like 30 people to like 40 people. And so I saw the hand of God. So I began to open up No Reputation to more than just me and a few to provide a platform for other people to use their gifts. So before I knew it, we had rappers, actors, singers, writers, poets, dancers. Literally, it's a group of like 40 young adults that are so gifted and so talented, and I'm so humbled and so honored that they would be a part of this ministry, because there's absolutely nothing I've done to be able to gain this type of talent or these type of people to be such willing vessels. So, again, it's just something God did that I just sat back and watched, and I was like, whoa, this thing is just kind of manifesting and taking off on its own. So now, it, like I said, it's probably about 30 of us, 30 to 40 of us, ranging from ages about 18 to 35. And everybody's so gifted and everybody's so talented. And I believe No Reputation resembles what the kingdom looks like. Like, we don't compete with one another. We support one another. I'm not the type of leader that feels like you have to be in this ministry and you can't be in any other ministry. All of us have our own church homes. All of us go to our own church homes on Sunday mornings, and we come together and do Bible study. Then we go out into the field and present our plays and skits at different churches or local events. So that pretty much makes up No Reputation.
So why No Reputation? I mean, why that name? Why did you choose that, No Reputation?
I was reading Philippians, and when the Bible says that Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Then the Bible goes on to say that after, of course, we know he humbled himself, that God honored him. And so when I looked, not just in the church, but also in the world, everybody was chasing notoriety. To me, I saw a lot of people handing out business cards or trying to exalt themselves. And, of course, you know, the Bible says that if you exalt yourself, you'll be brought back down. And so just what the Holy Spirit spoke to me is that if I get low, and that if I make myself of no reputation, and if I exalt God, that if I lift him up, he'll draw all people unto him. And so that's been my mission, to not be seen. You know, Vern, I've had a lot of people tell me that I should promote myself more, or that I should brand myself instead of branding a group. And that's the exact opposite of what God told me. He said, make yourself of no reputation, and he'll blow my mind. And so that's what I've done. And that's the heart of everybody I'm surrounded with in No Reputation. Is the truth of the matter is, none of us are qualified to be operating in the giftings we're operating. A lot of us don't have college degrees. A lot of us don't have the wherewithal to be on some of the stages that God has gotten us to. But it reminds me in the scripture when Peter was standing before the government, and they said, we can tell this boy been with Jesus, even though he's unlearned. And so I just felt like the more I make myself of no reputation, the anointing will cover my idiosyncrasy. And the anointing and the glory will kind of hide the fact that there's certain areas I'm not trained in. But if I make myself low, then God will show up on the stage for me. So that's been my heart. Just be of no reputation. Let God be glorified and see whatever he does.
And that is so important. That is so, so, so important. When we do not exalt ourselves and we that's allow right. God to do what he does, and we allow him mm-hmm. to be God totally and giving all honor, glory, edifying, edificate everything to God, and knowing that yes. God is the giver of everything, even creativity. And I mm-hmm. tell people that God gives us everything. Everything we need is in the Bible, scripture by scripture, mm-hmm. word by word. You know, it's one scripture in the Bible that I came across, and I believe it. I've been looking for it. It's everything in the world belongs to him. Everything mm-hmm. is his. That means everything. And the fullness thereof.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
We don't own anything. Like, wow. And it's just like, we don't own anything. God said, everything in the world belongs to me, even you. You mm-hmm. belongs to me. Trenton, mm-hmm. you belong to me. And everything I give to you belongs to me. I am just loaning it to you. As
what,
right. you take it out. Isn't that wonderful?
That's powerful. That is wonderful.
That is so wonderful to know that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That he's literally, when the Bible says that he's hidden treasures in earthen vessels, you know, it reminds me, and I think oftentimes, especially my generation, we forget that we came from dirt. That our original value, that when God decided to make man, he took man out of dirt. We're not made of gold or diamonds. He literally breathed his breath into dirt and then formed man. So it just humbles me to know that he would put such great treasures in vessels that really aren't worthy to bring heaven into the earth realm. So like you're saying, like I grew up and I heard my grandma say every time at testimony service, literally, whenever it was testimony service at church, my grandmother would stand up and say, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. And as a kid, to be honest, we would make fun of her like, oh, grandma's going to say, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. But now as an adult, that word penetrated and lived in my heart. And so whenever I, you know, because I'm human, I can feel pride try to rise up. I can feel arrogance try to rise up. But that word runs back in my spirit, and it just reminds me to just humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and watch God do the rest.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
And he does it so with excellence, and that's how we mm-hmm. should be as we presenting what God has given to us. We should present it in excellence and
yes.
Really cherish that he's given to us to present to the world, and knowing
mm-hmm.
that it is not of ourselves, but he's using us as a vessel.
Mm.
It is so great. You know,
mm-hmm.
to be a vessel used by God is just awesome. It's so
mm-hmm.
awesome. So to tell us, our listening audience, how they may connect with you, how they can contact you, you know, how they can have you come to their church or put on plays or skits. How can they do that?
Awesome. Well, I'm on Facebook at Trenton Blake Lloyd. Again, that's Trenton Blake Lloyd. On Instagram, it's Trent B. Lloyd, T-R-E-N-T-B-L-O-Y-D. And also my contact information. My business line is 817-724-4337. That's for booking or getting us for anything. Again, that's 817-724-4337.
Oh, Trenton, if you don't mind, if there was a young person who wanted to perhaps, as they say, a beta saint in God, and they wanted to do what you do, you know, the playwright, the producing and all this, what would you say to them to give them a good word to get this done? What would you say to them?
I would tell them that the Bible is very clear when it says to train up a child in the way that they should go. And I know not all of us were privileged enough to have parents, but even if we didn't have our natural parents, I believe God would always send a mentor, that he never leaves us lacking in any area. And I would tell them that the cheapest way to success is mentorship. And what I mean by that is, if you'll submit yourself to your parents, if you'll submit yourself to your pastor, if you'll submit yourself to a boss, that God will position people over you that see things in you that you can't see. As a child, my mom always had me in church. She always had me in creative arts. She always had me in choir. And as a kid, I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't even think this is cool. All the other kids are playing basketball. All the other kids are writing rap songs. But now that I'm an adult, I'm so grateful that she took me like an arrow and pointed me in the direction I should go. So for me, every platform or every little bit of success that I've achieved is because I've submitted myself under a mentor that's directed me in the way I should go. I was actually reading today when Paul told Timothy, he said, I remind you to neglect not the gift that's in you, but stir it up. He said, because that gift that's in you is by the laying on of hands. So majority of successful people are successful because somebody imparted something into them. I believe majority of unsuccessful people are unsuccessful because they won't submit to any impartation. And so I believe in order to be successful is you need to submit to a mom, a father, a pastor, whatever area in life that you think that you should be going. You can only get there by being submitted. To me, the word submit has two meanings. It means to submit under somebody's authority, and it means to submit a request. I don't think you can submit a request until you first submit under someone's authority. And so every area I've seen God advance me, it was after a season of me submitting to somebody. So there are no Lone Rangers. There are no Mavericks. There are no Renegades, definitely not in the kingdom. And so in order to go higher, get low and get submitted to somebody and let them direct you in the way you should go.
Absolutely. And especially in this day and time when our teenagers seem to I don't want to say have a problem with, but it's like it's hard for them to submit to authority. And they're so flippant. They're so flippant with the things that they say, and it's like they have no respect. Some of them, I'm not going to generalize all teenagers, but some of them just like they have no respect for adults, and not knowing that those type of things shorten their lives. You know, it breaks my heart when I see teenagers just not becoming, you know. In my age, in my day, well, I'm older than you, our mom would get us like never before if we were so disrespectful to adults. But it seems like teenagers don't have a problem with being disrespectful and not taking heed to what an adult say to them, and the words you say is awesome. Now, have you ever had the opportunity to be a mentor to a young teenager before?
Yes, it has been a privilege, and it has been stressful too. Like I said, being a youth pastor for a substantial amount of time, I took in a lot of boys that didn't have father figures. And the privilege is, since my relationship with my father wasn't the best, but I had my dad. And so what I was able to do is whatever I didn't feel like I got from my father, I was able to give that. So that kind of made it easy. The hard part for me is when seasons change. Because sometimes God will give you a mentor for a season, and then it's over. And to me, a mentor's job is to train you, to get you leveled, then to send you. So I've had probably 10 to 15 young men that I've mentored, and I've seen them elevate. I've seen them grow. I've seen them change. But I have such a shepherd's heart that when that season's over, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to let you go. But then sometimes, you know, the ego, you got to throw them out the nest so they can go and grow.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I've had to throw some out the nest here recently.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is great. Well, Tristan, it has been a pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio and listen to everything that you have to say as a youth pastor, as a playwright, actor, producer, and an entrepreneur, and your wonderful ministry, No Reputation Ministry. I do know that God is such a wonderful person. He gives us our heart's desire, and we're able to walk in our purpose, and I do love that about him. So, again, Tristan, it has been our pleasure having you on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and we've got to have you back so we can learn more about your plays, more and more about your plays. And we thank you so much for taking a few moments out of your busy schedule to be with us.
Thank you so much. It has been an honor. I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you. Thank you again, Tristan, for being on our show.
Thank you, Vernon. Talk to you soon.
Okay. God bless. We would like to thank our sponsors, Bimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management, and a great shout-out to all of our listeners. We appreciate you so very much. And to advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this, coming from Proverbs 16, 6 to the 8th verse of King James Version of the Bible. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed. And closing with our closing song, Release the Sound, by Mr. John Murray. Have a great day.
We sanctify, we unify, we lift your praises, beyond the sky, we sacrifice, we give you praise. Roll.